The Skagway Assembly is seeking public input on a resurrected short-term rental ordinance. And Ketchikan residents christened the Taslina, the newest addition to the Alaska Marine Highway System's ferry fleet. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Chilkat Valley residents will have the chance to weigh in on a proposal to create on-call police service areas this week. The Haynesboro is holding a question and answer session at the Mosquito Lake Community Center on Thursday. Mosquito Lake is one community that could be included in a new service area. That is, if an ordinance establishing them is passed by the Assembly and approved by voters. In 2017, the Alaska State Troopers withdrew its only blue shirt officer from the Chilkat Valley. That officer used to patrol outside the Haynes town site. Since then, the borough has been trying to figure out if and how to provide police service for those residents that don't live within the bounds of the town site. Creating a new police service area is one possible solution. The original proposal called for one new service area, but the Assembly has since said it should be three separate areas, one for Lutac Road, one for Mud Bay Road, and another for the Haynes Highway Corridor. Heather Lendy suggested the amendment at a meeting last week. Properties not accessible by road would be excluded from the service areas. Right now, the ordinance calls for funding the new service areas through a property tax and potential grants. It's set for a second public hearing on August 21st. If the ordinance is passed by the Assembly, the question of whether to create new service areas will go to voters on the October ballot. The question and answer session is at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, August 14th. Housing can be hard to come by in Skagway, especially during the summer months when the population grows with seasonal workers. The municipality has been trying to come up with solutions for the housing crisis. A public hearing on one possible solution will be held this week. The Skagway Assembly is considering an ordinance that would tax and regulate short-term rentals. The proposal is the second attempt to impose local oversight for rentals of apartments, rooms, and houses after an earlier version failed. According to Skagway's Planning and Zoning Commission, vacation rentals offered through services such as Airbnb and VRBO affect the availability of seasonal housing for people working in the tourism industry. The proposed ordinance would put a cap on the number of vacation rentals that are not occupied by the property owner in hopes that this may alleviate Skagway's seasonal housing shortage. Mayor Monica Carlson has advocated strongly for regulations on short-term rentals.
I believe it's really necessary that the community is proactive on Airbnbs. I worry, I read so many articles about small communities and big cities that have allowed it to just blow up.
What those regulations would look like has been debated for months. In May, the Assembly rejected a previous version of the short-term rental ordinance in a 5-1 vote. Since then, the Civic Affairs Committee and the Planning and Zoning Commission have been reviewing the proposal. The ordinance defines a short-term rental as a furnished apartment, house, or room that is rented for no more than 30 consecutive days. At a recent Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, permitting official Shane Ruprecht said that some of the ordinance's requirements for these types of rentals were overly restrictive.
Considering the first draft and all the discussion we had, and multiple meetings we had, the general complaint was a level playing field. We heard that over and over and over again. Everybody just wants a level playing field. Well, there's a lot of restrictions in this proposal that don't apply to anything else besides what are deemed short-term rentals now.
For example, the first draft of the ordinance prohibited short-term rentals from hosting commercial and social events, as well as posting signs on the property advertising the rental. At the last Assembly meeting, a new version of the ordinance was introduced without some of these restrictions on short-term rentals, based on suggestions from the Planning and Zoning Commission. The next public hearing on the ordinance is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. The Alaska Marine Highway System's newest ferry, Taslina, is the first state-owned ferry ever built in Alaska. During a ceremony Saturday on board the vessel, Ketchikan residents and state officials gathered for the ferry's christening ceremony. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Alaska's First Lady Donna Walker needed just one swing to break the traditional bottle of champagne against the Teslina's hull, followed by an enthusiastic ringing of the ship's bell. The ferry's car deck was packed with people, eager to see the new vessel, built in Ketchikan's Vigor, Alaska shipyard. Most of those attending were local residents with visiting state officials sprinkled in the audience and up on stage. As appropriate for a christening, the event started and ended with prayer. Joe Williams led the opening prayer, but first he sang a Tlingit welcome song. Vigor Executive Vice President Adam Beck thanked everyone for attending and recognized Vigor's work crew.
I ask all the great employees of Vigor that are here today that I have the great honor of representing to please stand with me.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski touted the long-range vision needed by many for the Ketchikan shipyard to get to this point. She honored her father, former Governor Frank Murkowski, who was in the audience, and other state officials throughout the years, who had the vision leading to
the first state ferry to ever be built right here, and recognizing it is the first of a new fleet of ferries that will provide the safe, the efficient, the affordable marine transportation throughout coastal Alaska for the next several decades, 30, 40 years.
State Senator Bert Stedman says it took determination on the part of many people, including Governor Bill Walker, to maintain funding to build the Teslina and her sister ship, the Hubbard, which is still under construction by Vigor. Stedman says there was a push to defund the project when state revenue tanked.
We were bleeding $2.5 billion for red, and here's $120 million sitting there in cash. In some smaller community, bottom of southeast Alaska, and all these guys in the rail belt are just frothing to get the governor to grab the cash.
A closing prayer by the Reverend Patrick Travers of Ketchikan's Holy Name Parish brought the ceremony nearly to an end. Then it was Alaska First Lady Walker's big moment. Just for fun, let's hear that again. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.